out about this. Ask your brother what he geek out about. He be watching JoJo and...
I mean, remember, I know John, he's been a,
John got mad at me yesterday because I asked him because I asked him how come the anime male characters look so feminine, and he got mad because I asked him that.
No, I did not. I explained why, and then Sarah still had more questions, and I'm like,
okay, what was the reason why then?
Because over in Japan, it's like hyper masculinity is seen as gay. So if you're really buff and strong, they think that's gay, and the femininity in anime resembles their boy band, and the boy bands are like girls, so their women are attracted to that. And I was telling Sarah, like, oh, that's what Sarah was like, that's stupid. I was like, but you coming from a Western point of view, they're not making it for us, they're making it for them. Yeah. That's what I said. I didn't get mad, but I was like, why are you asking anyone? You don't even watch anime.
I used to watch anime.
Not just like I used to play video games. It's like, remember how she got me? Oh, I play Grand Theft Auto, nerdy stuff. I ain't seen her pick up a controller.
Yeah, but I bought you games, right?
But what I got to do with you playing?
Why do I want to play? It got harder as time went on, John, and I gave up. I had other shit to do, like go to school and work.
Be an adult, raise a child.
Yeah, John, you know. Dang, would you really want a girl sitting down here after work playing video games?
Yeah, that'd be dope. We could beat some games together. Shoot.
You would complain. I think you'd be mad. Like, you don't do nothing but play video games all day. All
right, welcome back to another episode about a week ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Slow ass week. I just went over everything. Listen, man, ain't nothing really happened this week.
We should do it after hours.
We ain't got no time for that. What you got on the docket?
We could just talk about whatever.
No, I'm saying, well, go ahead.
Wow.
All right. I thought it ain't as easy as you thought it was. You thought you were going
to. We should have kept that conversation about the anime into the thing.
Yeah. It's in there. It's not
okay,
going anywhere.
So continue how you got mad then. Let's talk about that.
No, I finished it. I was told you I wasn't mad.
What's bad for John?
His voice gets all high. He's like, it sounds like he's complaining.
Yeah.
It's annoying though. Like, oh my God, I did was ask a question.
I'm not going to lie. I think John on steroids. He done got pretty big.
So Soulja Boy got out. He out of jail 146 days early.
Come on, man. We're doing the after
hours. Then he kicked out. He kicked out everybody at the crib. He said he ain't going back to jail. How y'all feel about that?
Care about Soulja Boy.
Yeah, that news came and went.
Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy got out of jail and said, now he going to start the comeback. So
what comeback? Listen, all right. You're trying to create something. Let's go. I don't give a fuck. Don't nobody give a fuck about Soulja Boy. He's just entertaining as in being wild. So if he wants to pretend like he's about to get back with his girl, or he wants to shoot up someplace, talking about he was about to get robbed, yes, I want to see all that. But if he wants to do songs and stuff like that and make beats, I think Soulja Boy beats are outdated. Who's going to really want to hear those beats?
You talked about getting back with his girl. I think I need to apologize. It looked like Fizz and April are really all together.
Okay. They are?
I thought it was a joke, but...
When I saw on Black Ink Crew where she was like, Omarion and Fizz aren't really friends, they're just associates and workers.
Yeah, that's
it. And then I was like, well, I mean, because truthfully, if you think about Love and Hip Hop, Omarion never went over there and like was like chilling with them all the time, I guess. I'm trying to think about it, but I don't remember that happening.
It's still awkward when I got to go on the road with you.
But I think it's awkward.
Yeah, because they about to be on that Drake shit together.
Yeah. But that's why I think it's awkward. Because if that was really the case, why are y'all saying, let's make money off of this?
Yeah.
You would be like, let's go into the background. Like, we're not going to do this show.
Yeah,
like,
but now we're going to be back for April's coming back this season. Like, you haven't been on in the past two seasons.
Because what's it called? What's her name? Mona Scott, she be
man, y'all
puppet
helping
master.
Her out. Y'all helping her out.
I think we all are helping them out because we watch this shit. We be like, yo, this is amazing.
Not me.
This is water cooler talk.
It is.
First of all, what you just said, not me.
No. No, I'm too into
John,
the part.
John,
I said, when you said
this.
Amazing, okay. I said, that me, I trash it. I don't call it amazing.
Do you trash it on the podcast?
Yeah. I make fun of a lot of stuff. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Why would they do this?
So what's going
and
on?
Then I always, and then I say, if you were going to do this storyline, you should have did this, this, and that. It would have made it more realistic. I critique it that way, but yeah, just looks like it looked like I was wrong. I thought it was all fake, but it looked like she might even be pregnant. So, yo, I'm just letting you know what I've seen. The streets talking.
Man, what is going on with her? Is this like some hippie bohemian free love for all shit? Because remember, she had that video that was done like in May. And she was like really wilding out, and she was like kissing her girls and shit. And she was talking about everybody wants her pussy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's been talking real jazzy lately. She talked jazzy to Ryan in that episode. I was like, what is that? I was like, what is she doing? Like, I hate, sometimes I feel like when you're on a TV show and you talk like as if the TV, like the camera's not there, it sounds so rehearsed. Like, we haven't had sex yet. I was like,
At the end of that conversation, it was like, well, what you on tonight? Whatever you want to be on. So that could lead to something else.
He's like, I'm on everything.
All right. So there go y'all hip hop update. ASAP Rocky update, still in jail. I apologize. I told Sarah, I said, you know what? I forgot to bring up. I forgot that G Easy had some trouble in Sweden and he didn't get no time.
Really?
And he got in a fight at a club with some cocaine involved. He punched G-Eazy like a bouncer.
Do cocaine?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think he
was doing it. But listen, he didn't get in any trouble. Basically, had to pay a fine. He was out the next day. Meanwhile, ASAP Rocky still locked up. Kanye and Kim got Trump on the phone, and Trump's talking about some. Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm gonna vouch for him and get him out of there. And I was like,
Trump ain't never met no damn ASAP Rocky. Didn't.
But here's the funny part about it: all those people who are mad about that petition and be like, let him rot. I said, man, y'all gonna be even more mad when he come out. I gotta thank Donald Trump.
What Donald Trump doing, really? If he got out right now, then I'll be like, all right, cool. Damn, Donald did pull some shit. But if it's like, but he's still not out now.
Yeah, they still
so therefore, it's not giving to me, no.
Yeah, but I heard that he called them or something like that. He
talked to
the prime minister. And that supposedly ASAP Rocky's going to be in there 2 more weeks after that.
Yeah, because I think according to Sweden law, the prime minister can't get involved in these type of situations. And the funny part is,
that's weird.
They said, well, we got to keep him in because he's a flight risk. And somebody pointed out, then why don't you let him out and take his passport? Why does he have to be in jail?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Why is it taking you guys so long to investigate? You have a camera. Make a decision and move the fuck on. You got video footage. They just arrested the other guys that hurt.
Oh, they finally got them.
Yeah, they finally got them. So that's your ASAP Rocky update.
Not much of an update. No, I mean, basically, the update is he's still in jail.
Trump came in.
T.I. still defending the fact that he made trap music. Y'all catch any of this?
Why is he still talking about this?
I have no idea. He tried to use The Wire. Man, let me see. He's talking to Nick Cannon.
The Wire?
The Wire.
Television show.
Yes. He was talking to Nick Cannon. He says, he asked him, do you watch The Wire? He said, you know that Stringer Bell and Avon Barksdale hold the same amount of weight. They produce the same amount of action and activity. They just go about it in different ways. Stringer Bell has a vision beyond his present circumstances and is working toward a certain goal. Avon Barksdale loves what he is so much, he loves everything on the court. People who appreciate Barksdale are going to say, Gucci Mane started trap. But that's because that's how they see themselves in life. There's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do to change that. People who see themselves as Stringer Bell, who have different visions and ambition for themselves, they know that T.I. created trap music. The only thing about this group of people is they are supported by facts.
So that was a whack ass analogy.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. First of all, Stringer Bell worked for Avon.
Yeah.
What?
So wouldn't you want to be Avon?
Yes. It's like, wait. Oh, man. I didn't know what he's talking about. I love the complex. He went on to say the problem T.I. runs into, we're trying to convince.
Who cares? That's the problem he running into with me.
He started trap music, lies, and the sonics of his music. Though trap music named the genre and helped mold his content, it doesn't sound like trap music.
We started saying caking before everybody else started saying caking. Yeah. But there's no way we can prove it.
Nope. We just believe that we did it. I actually asked somebody, I said, do you believe that we believe we did it? She said, yeah. I said, all right, that's all I need. That's all I need. So you don't think I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I just think to get mixed up in that stupid ass politic of that, like,
yeah, T.I. going on this spree of like, yo, who cares if they believe you did it or not?
I don't even remember people saying like Gucci Mane started trap music. That must be just Atlanta argument.
Gucci Mane saying it. That's about it. But I don't remember.
He can say it. Listen, I started trap music. Is he going to come after me looking for me?
Cardi B's in the same boat. She's still convincing people. Remember that video where she's like, I drug dudes and blah, blah. She came back with saying, I never fucking hurt anybody. And I said, why are we still talking about this?
Yeah,
we done moved on. I looked around too. There's a couple of things with Cardi. I looked on the charts. The press song is falling. I guess it's not catching the way it is.
No, because it just doesn't get. It's not catchy enough. Yeah.
It's not hit. That's not for the summer.
Until then, yeah.
I mean, the press is the best part of it, right? They dropped the Hustlers trailer. I saw that. That's the movie. The stripper movie she's in with Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu. But she's not even
Jennifer Lopez in a stripper movie.
Yeah, she's like the OG stripper, but they're robbing men.
The OG.
She's like
stripper.
One of the stars. Everyone else is like a.
I know her age, but I'm just.
Yeah, so okay. I'm watching it and I'm looking for Cardi, and they use Cardi's song, the "I Ride Big Dick." I mean, money. So they use that in there, right? And you don't see her until they start spelling out Hustlers H-U, and it's like H Jennifer Lopez, U Constance Wu. You get to like the L, it's Cardi B in there. I was like, wait, Cardi B is like a cameo. Mm-mm. It was her and Lizzo. Lizzo might have been the L, or might be, but it's towards the end. I was like, Lizzo's in this movie too. I was like, man, I thought it was like an ensemble cast, but it seems to be about two or three people. And I think it's Jennifer going to get the most, Constance the second, and then I think Kiki Palmer, because they introduced her in the trailer as well as having some speaking roles.
So this like set it off too? That's what?
No, it's not set it off. It's like
Ocean's 11.
But somebody said it was like a set it off. I thought I heard it set it off
too.
But
they're robbing men. I've seen that, but I don't know official. That I saw the poster of like set it off too.
But they said Kiki Palmer was in that, right?
Yeah, that was You Can Never Bring an Idiot. They talked about that.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just like, what did we talk about? She's in two robbing movies?
I've seen the set it off too poster. I don't know if that's an official movie.
Okay.
That's what I would say about set it off. He might be in two robbing movies. Making the Band is coming back. Did we discuss that last week?
No.
What type of Making the Band?
Well, it comes back 2020.
I just said what type, John.
He don't know. Diddy just said, send your audition tape. So if you trying to get it in there, go ahead.
Are groups relevant for us right now?
No, I don't think an R&B group, pop
or
group,
rap group. I don't think it's no. What do we want to see?
I don't know.
It's not going to be a kid group because they want to keep it.
I feel like
spicy.
The only thing we need to see is auditions and everybody got to live in the house together. Because I don't care who
but
wins.
But what rap group, like, is he going to do lyrical? Or is he going to do, like, what rap is today? And who needs a group with that? Like,
yeah, why? What about, does Bad Boy as a record label still exist? What am I signing to P. Diddy Management? What are we doing? It's a rock record.
I'm pretty sure Bad Boy still exists.
I think someone should just tell him that this is a bad idea.
No, MTV already behind it. They're like, we need some content.
I mean, who the hell watches MTV?
Sarah. She watches The Challenge.
But Martin comes on there.
That's MTV too, I think.
Okay.
So The Challenge comes on there. There's got to be still a Teen Mom.
The Challenge? You still watch The Challenge?
Catfish. What else? The Hills came back.
No. Wait a minute. Yeah, let me defend myself. I don't watch Teen Mom. I don't watch Catfish.
You used to love Teen Mom, no.
I never watched Teen Mom.
Okay.
I never watched Teen Mom.
You watched The Return of the Hills. You watched Jersey Shore when it came back.
Okay.
All right, so what happened to that? I just need to leave brief updates.
Oh, Jersey Shore?
Who's your favorite? Yeah. Paulie?
I don't have... Well, I like Paulie because he's still down to earth and he makes all the money. He's the richest one out of all of them.
Speaking
the
of money.
DJ?
Yeah.
We'll pause here. We're looking... The wedding is 99 days away as of now.
You want DJ Paulie?
Stop it. Okay. There's 98 days tomorrow when y'all be listening to this, right? I'm looking at DJ and photographer. Sarah, with a straight face, said, man, why can't one of your friends DJ? And I said, first of all, you would want to pay them? And who wants to work at a wedding? And seriously, well, yeah, I would do it because you're basically just putting on the playlist. I said, I'm
you
not paying.
You could do a playlist. John, you could make a playlist.
You could easily make a playlist. I'm not saying that.
Oh, but my the speakers, problem, though, you don't have no speakers.
Yes, that. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't pay anybody to do a playlist. If I'm doing a playlist, I would just be like, no, I'll pay for the rent the equipment and throw the playlist on
there. I have a big speaker.
Are you getting on the plane? That's how that works?
Yeah, what suitcase you putting that in?
It's only right here.
Yo, if you fly Spirit, they're going to charge you a lot for that. Yeah. Because they're going
to
weigh your
bag. I mean, y'all going to pay for that. Okay. It's like paying for the DJ.
But we don't know how much that's going
to
be.
Back to MTV in her shows. I think that was it, though. Sarah watched, she didn't watch the last one. She watched them the beginning. She watched when they went to Vegas. I don't think she watched Situation Go to Jail.
But yeah, okay. Yeah, but continue with Challenge. How was that?
It's not even on right now.
When it was on.
There's too many people on that show that annoy me. And I'm always like... Oh my God.
I think TV runs us, man.
No, the funny part about the challenge is at one part in your life when you're watching these shows, if you're Sarah's age, which we're never, but those people were older than you. Now you're significantly older than those people on that show. Because now they're like 20, you know, most of them are 20.
Oh, the new ones. I thought the challenges are still the old people coming back.
Well, some of them are like our age going back.
Yeah, some of them, but there's two. A lot of them that come from like these British shows and all this, they're like, I'm 22 and 23. And now we're, you know, 35, 36, 37. Like,
but why we look at TV like it's a different age? Like, are they 22 on TV? I do the same thing. Like 80 in life.
I do that on sports. I'm like, damn, I'm older than all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes.
If I play sports, I'll be retired.
Is like 34.
You're like, come on, bro. Vince Carter come back another season. Like, here you go.
That's how his body's at 34, though. They're like 63 in their bodies.
Golly, man. TV. You're right. I should have just started reading books. Who cares about what the characters are in there? They never change.
Dude, fuck this up. But I just think... making a band would be just a waste of time.
Yeah, that's what I said. Somebody should be telling him, like, this isn't going to work because groups ain't even big right now.
No. Like, make an artist. That's what he should do.
Yeah.
Make a band.
But then he's basically...
Make them individual artists.
He might just keep hosting... What's he hosting? It's not The Voice.
The Four.
What's The Four?
That show on Fox.
It's like an American Idol type thing. It's a singing competition.
It's a rotation. Like, well, once they get the four people up there, you could come in and knock one of them out if you're good enough.
Oh, okay.
And you could be any kind of artist. You could be a rapper, a singer. Y'all all compete with one another, but it's for a solo deal, which I'm just over these like voice competition shows. Cause like after they win, then what? I don't know who won the four.
The Voice has been on for damn near 10 cycles. I won't even say 10 years. I don't know who won any of the Voices.
No, I don't know any of their songs either.
No, it's like, But really,
if you look at it, though, with these competition shows, it's not just this. Remember when MTV used to do like making a VJ or something?
We had Matt Pinfield and that one skinny dude who was trash, and the skinny dude ended up winning, but they still hired, they kept Matt on. Or
no, Matt,
or Dave.
Matt was it, yeah, Dave.
It was Dave.
Matt
Dave.
Pinfield was already with MTV.
Yeah, Dave, because Matt Pinfield was the bald, big guy. Dave
who
was
did 120 slam. Hours.
Yeah, Dave was the guy who lost to that guy, and Dave stuck on way longer than that dude.
And then like look at American Idol with like Adam Lambert. This dude's touring with Queen and he wasn't even the winner.
No, he wasn't.
So yeah, these competition shows, sometimes it's better for you to just be the runner up because you can leave.
Or just act a fool. Just be a complete fool. Like, yo.
Yeah, because you know what? That's true, because the most memorable dude from The Voice ain't the winner. It's the guy that stared Diddy down.
Yeah.
You mean The Four?
Yeah, The Four. You're right.
Yeah. Or like from Real World. I remember Puck. He was crazy. The funniest one to me.
Puck was
I remember a lot of them. What was that? Shada do da da da.
Sarah's there? Guy, David.
The dude that was working at the salon now. Yeah. Yeah. That shit don't do nothing for your career being on The Real World.
No, because they said, who was the one that said lasted a little bit longer? I was just listening to Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs, something like that. And he had a whole chapter on Real World. And I forgot who that guy was. He became a VJ. He was like in the first two Real Worlds. I forget which one. So he lasted. But he's like, most of the people don't last and they struggle. The Miz, he bodied it because he went to wrestling.
No, that one. There was one, that Asian girl who was on Real World San Diego. She became an actress. Cause she was the she was old dude's wife in The Hangover when they went to Thailand to get married. She used to be on the Real World.
And remember Spanky, who pulled Tammy's cover off.
And then Tammy herself.
Yeah, Tammy's been able to move it on to something else.
Dang, she's been on reality TV for like 30 years.
Yeah, I know, man. She ain't got nothing else to do in her life.
And it was all cause somebody ripped that cover off. That's what made her basically.
Yeah.
No, it's because she married the basketball player
Kenny
too.
Anderson. And then she broke up with Kenny Anderson and got to be on Basketball Wives because of it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got so mad at Sarah last week. Sarah, I think it was right after the... Not mad, right? You'll get it.
Yeah.
So, I think after we got done recording last week's episode, Sarah said, Hype Williams about to direct Meg Thee Stallion video. I said, who gives a fuck?
But then you like retweeted or something?
No. I didn't have retweet. Sarah's been messing my tweets up. She said I tweeted about McDonald's one time. I said, I didn't tweet about no Arch Deluxe and blah, blah. But she was like, that's a big deal. I said, it would be if you cared about one, music videos, and two, Hype Williams in 2019. So Sarah said, when's the last thing Hype Williams directed? And I read through, he directed videos last year, the year before that. I said, y'all don't care about no Hype Williams video.
Nah, you just,
what song?
You
for
just
what song?
For Fever
the movie is what it's called.
Fever the movie.
It's Lil Baby, the baby's in it. I meant to check out.
I thought that one was Cash Shit or something like that.
Yeah, but he's in Fever the movie, so maybe it's like a little mini.
Oh.
I meant to check out Nicki Minaj's Suge. They said she bodied that.
What do you mean, Suge?
Suge. The baby song was Suge.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, and I forgot to check out Remy Ma.
Is she on a remix?
No, I think
you said Remy Ma body Suge?
No,
you said
Nicki body Suge, comma. I forgot to check out Remy Ma on Old Town Road. They said she did a good job on that,
yo,
too.
Yo, Lil Nas X is really trying to stretch this, and I want it to go away now.
Well, oh, with all the remixes?
He broke the record. I think this week would be the record he broke. Mariah Carey's record is the song that lasted on the number one the longest. Like
it's
because
of the
weeks.
Kids. You get the kids, man. You got everything.
Yeah, you do. I'll agree with you on that. Anybody check out that Lion King, The Gift, the soundtrack?
I watched the Spirit video.
I saw the video, too. I did check out the song with Jay-Z and Childish Gambino. It was all right. It was cool.
It was, yeah.
It was about, I thought Jay's verse was good. I thought Beyonce was good. I wanted more
Childish.
I don't
think they should have made Beyonce Nyla.
Who you thought should have been it?
Somebody else.
Cardi B?
Anybody.
Have you seen Lion King? You watched it?
No, I could just tell who Beyonce is. Like,
they said
I could, because I heard a couple of the skits in the middle of the what's it called, and I was just like, oh my goodness. Like doing the soundtrack, they show a little part.
I like movies better when they don't do celebrities. Cause I just
only
like,
because Beyonce's voice is Beyonce.
I know that, but that's what it never happens with celebrities. Because what was it? It was Jonathan Taylor Thomas as little Simba. Who played the old Simba? I don't know who that guy was.
Maybe the guy who
was
did
it
the voice.
Broderick, or who was it?
Maybe it was the guy that did the voice of Aladdin.
Steve from Full House?
I don't know. I was just making shit up.
Yeah,
but
I know you were.
Shoot. John, remember this shit. Like, yo.
I don't know Steve.
From
I don't know
Full House?
I don't know Steve's real name, but I know he was Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Sarah this. We got a problem. I don't know about you, but me and Sarah, back-to-back years.
It was Matthew Broderick. You're right. I can't believe you knew that. I never knew who played his voice as an adult.
So, John and my dad got this weird thing where they just
know
actors.
Jason Weaver's song. He's the one who sung. I can't wait to be. I don't know who sung the older voice.
Yo, man, there should be a lot of royalties off of that.
I can't wait to be king.
Oh, yeah. That was a hot song.
Now, somebody should have did a rap version of that. I don't know. That was
my heart. Well, if J. Cole did I Can't Wait to Be King, because he called himself Young Simba in a couple of songs.
That would
so been. Jonathan Taylor Thomas couldn't sing the song.
I guess he didn't have a good singer voice. Yo, these articles these articles be some BS. I was on Apple News and they pulled up, they had a what happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I was like, all right, yeah, I want to see what happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas. They gave me his whole resume before getting to the point I got off of it. It was like, first of all, we got to tell you where he started from. He began on Humble. I'm like, no, just tell me where he is. If
so you obviously, even, you brought this up to leave us with the cliffhanger.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
What's
now.
It like?
I don't know what he did after he left Man of the House with the Chevy Chase movie. I have no idea. Or was that Christmas movie after that?
How could you not finish it, though? If you went
they
to
got
the
me
bullshit.
So mad.
No, John.
No, because I was scared and I was like, what? No, I was like, nope, get him out of here. I'm not giving you the click.
Oh, my God.
No, I do hate. No,
you
I
already
do
gave
hate.
Him the clicks. You might as well finish.
I hate the. See next page.
No.
See next page. I'm like, oh my gosh.
My phone is when they do the these reactions with, well, you know, something like here's our reaction to such and such, and you go on it and it's a bunch of people, it's a bunch of tweets that they gap.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
look at
yeah.
how people I'm like, bro, if I wanted to know, I would have followed these people. I don't care about this mess. That's not even an article. You just put some people's tweets in it. Yeah, I was about to say where we started, but it was on Lion King. So this was it. Me and Sarah, from January to about May, we'll go watch 5 or 6 movies. Come summertime, we're done. We won't even go to the theater again no more. I promise you, we probably
won't. The theater
probably
the nice place to go, though. It's nice and
cold.
Oh,
when it was hot this weekend, you should have been at the theater.
Yeah.
This is when they make their money.
I should have.
Are you excited about the new Marvel movies, Blade, or Mahershala Ali coming?
Absolutely not.
You don't.
No, I like the first Blade.
With Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want him to get with his mom, so now Lathan. I remember that. You say, man,
I don't remember that. Shut up.
He was nasty. He was nasty for that. He was like, man, he's half vampire. They got different rules than us.
Trying to pull some shit.
He was on Game of Thrones before everybody else. Man, you
wildin'. Listen.
You wildin' for this one, man.
Relax. Don't even bring up Game of Thrones ever again in my prayer.
Yo, presence. You hear that? Those the directors of Game of Thrones couldn't go to Comic-Con. They, yo, they dropped out.
Up. They didn't show up to that. They're like, nah, we good.
Yes, I'm glad.
They good.
I'm glad. I don't know how the prequel is going to go. I'm just like, who's going to invest in this bullshit?
Man, you be giving up so easily on shit. What's
your
problem?
Talking about? You didn't start from the beginning. No, see, you didn't start from the beginning. So you don't have the same resolve as me and John.
You act like I just started watching in the middle, like no, I came in on
I'm
season three.
You watched it, but you only watched it for like the last 2 years.
So what? I still invested my time.
Not as much time as me and John. So we have a greater resolve for you than you. I'm sorry.
No.
Yes.
No. Then John got a greater resolve than all of us because he actually listened to the book.
Yeah, he do.
But
of course, I'm not taking away from that.
Your point is bullshit. Because
okay.
I still had to sit there.
Okay,
and sit
but if
through.
You want to watch it, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not saying no, sir, don't watch it. I'm
just saying you give up too easily. Just watch it. Ain't shit else to
now. I'm watching Euphoria, and that's pretty good.
I want to watch that, but I need people to not be in the same room as me when I watch it.
Why?
I mean, I'm talking about Melissa.
Oh, okay, definitely not.
Then come down here. And watch
no,
it.
No, definitely not Melissa.
I was going to watch it one night, and for some reason, out of all the nights, Melissa just sat on the couch with me, and I was
I'm glad you did not, because, man, listen, it is penis fucking heavy. You got to be ready. You got to be ready for it. Like, it's like, it got to the point where I thought the whole plot was dicks. Like, it was just, it got a little crazy the first
but
four
But they're
episodes.
Like, quote-unquote, kid dicks, though?
No. I don't think
they can't show kid dicks.
No, I know they're not kids, but I'm saying like they're teens in the show.
So what?
So am I seeing like quote unquote?
You're seeing at the actors' dicks who are above 18. So
okay, I'm just saying.
Are you saying premature? Like premature?
It doesn't matter. You see it. They belong to adults.
They belong to adults.
Shoot, I don't even know where you're going.
Who are playing high school kids?
So
right?
What?
You can't. They're not. They don't show their faces. So it's. I mean, this. I don't. You just gotta watch the show. I can't really explain it. You have.
It doesn't matter who says, "Yo, man, when I was 14, my dick was little. I got to 21, my shit got bigger." Like I'm pretty sure it stops around 15 or 16.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Then what are you talking about? Because we try to figure it out.
I'm saying like these are teens having. I mean, the basis show is like teens, sex, and drugs, right?
Yes.
So yeah. If I'm seeing a lot of dicks, it's supposed to be attached to a. To
it's
a
actually
child.
Talking about emotions too, though.
Yeah. So what is it? What is the purpose of this?
To a child who's in high school, like I'm not watching the CW type show.
So you like to like
are
I don't
rubbing one out to these dicks. Who gives a fuck who they belong to?
Are you trying to fantasize about them?
Like, dang, this doesn't.
No, I'm not trying to fantasize about. I'm just
don't gross yourself out. It's just you got to watch the premise of it, then you'll see why they're doing it.
Okay,
so it's not like, but it's not like they're trying to get you on. Look at these kid dicks. No, it's not that. It's not that.
Oh my god,
I gotta finish Stranger Things first.
Okay.
I can't focus on two shows at once.
All right. Anything new in your life, Minnie Fontaine, before we get out of here?
No R. Kelly updates?
Well, look, the girls say they're living in the house. Everything's all good. They're in the condos, living their life. R. Kelly, I think, is in solitary confinement because he feared for his life. That's about it. But the R. Kelly update,
I can't wait till this is over with, man. With R. Kelly. Like,
ain't he like not going back to court till like September or something?
Ooh.
You know,
oh, he has to get extradited to New York.
So we can get back to playing his music and he's locked up.
Jacquez,
because I want to get back to watching The Cosby Show as well. I want to watch Different World. I want to watch everything.
You got Amazon Prime. You can watch Amazon Different World, The Cosby Show.
I got that. Yeah.
It's on there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you let me know that. Yeah.
Anybody take advantage of Prime Days?
Nope.
Nah, I looked. I went to go make sure that if there were some things I wanted, I got them. But
that's how I got that PlayStation Classic, but not from Amazon, for Best Buy, because Best Buy matched it in Amazon. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so they was selling it for $20.
I got Prime. If you want me to buy something for you, I got you.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I had an Amazon gift card.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Let me know.
Oh yeah, but I need it for a Sega Genesis. A little Sega Genesis to come out in September.
Play Ultra Beast.
That game is trash, but yeah, it plays it. It's on there.
Like, you don't like the game? I thought that was like one of our little nostalgic games.
Isn't that great? I'll play it. I want the Japanese one. Cause
have you played Contra on yours?
On the NES? Yeah. Yes. And I try to put the code in. I'm trashing. I'm not fast enough to put the code in anymore.
Your hand.
Hands not that. Don't have that speed no more. But yeah, I did play Contra on there. All right, Sarah. Anything new with you?
No,
gotta catch them all. I got you.
Yeah, you on that Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all.
Did we? Oh, we did. All right, let's wrap with that. So let me tell you, Manny Fontaine, you were here last week, and you had the day off because it was slow at work or whatever, right?
And y'all left first time. Y'all listen, let's talk about this though. This is the first time ever they always complain to me about I'm never here. And then as soon as I come over here with some good news, we got to go play Pokemon Go. And the hottest, it was hot too.
All right. The story gets started. So we head out there a little after 4. We get there around 4:43. Sarah's like, we're not going to find anybody. And I was like, no, we'll just do the route. We're going to catch some people. So to get that out the way, yes, we found people. Right. Uh-huh. And we was going with them, tracking this down, trying to get this little entity, this Pokemon, right? We get there, we do about 4 of them. Yeah, we did 4. And I had caught 3. Sarah caught none. And Sarah was furious. Furious, right? It starts pouring down, raining, right? And we're caught in that, but we run into this one guy who's like, man, have you guys did this yet? All right, come on, we got a group, and we did about 3 or 4 more. So
in the rain.
Yes, in the rain, poor rain.
Dedicated. Yo, I see, Sarah, you don't give up. That's nice.
She didn't give up. Sarah still only caught 1. I ended up catching 6. 5 or 6, something like that. I caught a lot. So, right.
Dang, Sarah, what's wrong with you?
Sarah was ready. I'm done with this game. It's over. I was like,
she just told me about.
Yeah, CSI investigation. She's like, I'm done. She had a dream about it. She was like, I'm over. Forget this. I don't even know why I play this anymore. All because she didn't have a good day.
It was raining, and Melissa was unhappy.
Listen, I watched Game of Thrones for 9 years, and you told me not to give up. Don't give up, all right? Use your own advice.
All right. I'm just letting you know. Everything ain't lollipops. It's rainbows and lollipops. Right,
yeah, there we go.
All right, so.
I felt like that was about an hour ago.
It's a 30-minute podcast. That'd be cool.
I'm talking about after hours. Like it was like a.
You trying to are you hybrid them?
Yeah,
hybrid. All right, that's the episode. That one and only. At Kicks and Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. At Pokemon Go.
There we go.
Until next time. Peace.
Peace.